Today is Friday, July 31st. What to know about the nation's fastest economic crash on record and where negotiations stand on the next relief bill that could help. Also, why the president floated the idea to delay Election Day and whether it could become a reality. Plus, a new way to get Lyft rides, new rules for college athletes' uniforms, and a new person pictured on the O magazine cover, why it will not be Oprah for the first time ever. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. This won't come as a surprise, but there's new proof the coronavirus pandemic has sent the U.S. economy into a downward spiral. The gross domestic product, or GDP, fell at a rate of about 33% in the last quarter. Of course, the GDP is basically the total value of goods and services produced by a country in a certain time period, and it has never fallen that quickly. So the Wall Street Journal reports this is the most devastating three-month collapse on record. For context, the GDP fell less than half that much during the entire Great Recession, and that took 18 months. It's clear the downturn is really taking a toll, too. In the Census Bureau's weekly household survey, about 24 million Americans said they sometimes don't have enough to eat, and another 5.5 million said they often don't have enough food. And things are about to get a little harder for the unemployed. That's because part of the relief package known as the CARES Act expired this week. It was giving an extra $600 every week to out-of-work Americans. But that ends now. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been talking about whether to extend that benefit as is or lower the amount. But because of that issue and several others, Congress is deadlocked. And lawmakers already went home for the weekend. When they return on Monday, Democrats and Republicans in Congress, as well as members of the Trump administration, will be getting back together to negotiate, trying to come up with a compromise on the next relief bill. To be continued. Top public health officials say the Midwest could become the next U.S. epicenter of the outbreak. The White House coronavirus coordinator told Fox News she and other public health experts are watching six states very closely: Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. Dr. Deborah Birx blames summer travel for this shift. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization pointed to a different problem. The WHO's director general said it's a major challenge trying to convince young people around the world there's a risk at all. So again, he spoke directly to adults under 35 years old, telling them to take precautions and to be the, quote, leaders and drivers of change. All of that said, it seems the spread of COVID-19 has started to slow a bit in some hard-hit states like Arizona, Florida, California, and Texas. But ABC News reports infections among young adults are still on the rise in states like Louisiana and Texas. One more note about the coronavirus. Former Tea Party presidential candidate Herman Cain died from the disease yesterday. Cain was also the former CEO of the Godfather's Pizza chain and more recently the co-chair of the group Black Voices for Trump. One of the last times he was seen in public was about a month ago at President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cain was diagnosed with COVID-19 just days later. President Trump paid tribute to him on Twitter, writing, quote, "He was a very special man, an American patriot, and a great friend." The president is floating the idea of a delayed 2020 general election. In a tweet, President Trump suggested the U.S. should wait until COVID-19 is less of a threat. Trump repeated his concern that mail-in voting will lead to widespread voter fraud, though he didn't mention any specific instances or evidence. And experts, like the director of the MIT Election Data and Science Lab, told The Hill it's a baseless accusation. In fact, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are saying this potential delay is just not going to happen. And here's the thing. Congress is the only branch of government with the authority to make such a change. So for now, at least, Election Day is still November 3rd. It's been nearly 6 years since 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, which set off months of protests and riots. Well, the case was just re-examined, and this latest prosecutor came to the same conclusion as the last two. Former police officer Darren Wilson will not be charged with a crime for shooting and killing Michael Brown. A St. Louis grand jury made that same call in 2014, as did the Justice Department in 2015. But Brown's parents said they had hoped this investigator, who is the county's first Black prosecutor, would see things differently. Remember, this all started after Michael Brown, who was Black, allegedly stole a box of cigars from a convenience store. Officer Wilson, who was white, was on duty that night, so he went to look for a suspect. When he found Brown, the two ended up fighting, and eventually the officer opened fire. The former officer said he feared for his safety, and all the prosecutors have said there's no evidence to suggest otherwise. However, Brown's parents still believe their son was killed in a racist attack. This most recent prosecutor clarified that just because he couldn't prove the case in court doesn't mean the former officer is completely cleared of wrongdoing. But at least for now, this case is once again closed. What is now Hurricane Isaias is picking up speed, and it's expected to head toward Florida this weekend. At last check, the Category 1 storm was packing 80-mile-an-hour winds. The National Weather Service says it's on track to hit the Bahamas tonight and South Florida as soon as tomorrow morning. Already, the storm caused flooding and small landslides across Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Thankfully, there aren't any reports of deaths, but Puerto Rico is dealing with damage and power outages. President Trump approved an emergency declaration to get resources there quickly. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. And I've become such a fan of Liquid IV for extra hydration. First of all, I know that when I'm properly hydrated, I feel better. I have more energy, and proper hydration can even boost immunity. Yet sometimes just plain water doesn't seem to do the trick, and sugary sports drinks are full of things I can't pronounce. Instead, Liquid IV only uses clean ingredients while also using what it calls its cellular transport technology. It basically means the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to send the water and nutrients into the bloodstream to hydrate faster and more effectively than just plain water. Plus, I love that Liquid IV is not only helping its customers, the company is also helping the world. They're donating more than 2 million servings in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, active military, and more. So try it out. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration at liquidiv.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. And before we get back to the news, one more final reminder. Today is the last day you can vote for the Newsworthy in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. So please show us some love at podcastawards.com. Choose the Newsworthy for the People's Choice and News and Politics categories. Thanks again for your support. Okay, now back to the news. Ride-sharing app Lyft is about to help more people drive themselves around. Already, people have been using Lyft rentals in Los Angeles and San Francisco. It's a pilot program, and it's been popular enough that Lyft is now expanding its rental car business to dozens of other cities around the U.S. It's through a partnership with the global rental car company called Sixt. It's similar to other rental car companies, but now you can make the reservation right in the Lyft app under the Rentals tab. Lyft rentals will pop up in Las Vegas, Miami, and Seattle first, and in the coming months, it'll eventually be in more than 70 locations. It's worth noting, rental car demand has actually gone down overall around the country as people travel less during this pandemic. But Reuters reports demand in large cities with lower car ownership rates has still boomed. The NCAA is giving all student athletes the okay to publicly honor people, events, or causes. It decided players can now put small patches on the front of their uniform, or on the back, they can swap out their name to honor a cause they support. Historically, some college sports have banned social justice statements, while others have never had any rules on the books. But now the NCAA is making a change and joining many professional sports leagues like the NFL, MLB, and NBA, who are also allowing similar messages on team uniforms this year. For the first time in its 20-year history, Oprah Winfrey's O magazine will have someone else on the cover other than Oprah. The upcoming issue will feature an image of Breonna Taylor. She's the EMT who was shot and killed by police in her own home back in March. Since then, there have been nationwide calls for justice. The officers involved have not been arrested or charged with any crimes. And that's exactly why O magazine is putting Taylor on the cover. Winfrey says she's hoping this will raise awareness about police brutality and systemic racism. USA Today reports the magazine will also feature articles on what can be done about it. This edition of O, the Oprah magazine, will come out August 11th. There will be two new categories at this year's MTV Video Music Awards, and they're both pandemic-related. One is for the Best Quarantine Performance, the other is for Best Music Video from Home. MTV has also announced the nominees for the VMAs next month. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande are leading the pack with 9 nominations apiece. They actually helped each other get so many. Their collaboration on the song Rain On Me is up for several awards, including Song of the Year, Video of the Year, and Best Pop Song. The VMAs are scheduled to air August 30th. They'll broadcast live from New York, but with a limited audience or no audience at all. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon, the guilt-free adult cereal. Magic Spoon is high-protein, low-carb, and still has a great sweet and delicious taste, with flavors like fruity and frosted, as well as the limited-time peanut butter, which is my new favorite. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to get yours, and use promo code NEWSWORTHY for free shipping. Okay, so today we're talking about how a community of podcast fans rallied around a child with a terminal illness. The 8-year-old boy named Austin has been given less than a year to live, and he has 3 bucket list items. He wants to see otters and dolphins at the aquarium, spend a day at the local wild animal safari, and spend the night at the water park Great Wolf Lodge. Well, word got out about this among listeners of the podcast The Upside with Callie and Jeff, who work to spread positivity every day. Our friends over there mentioned it, and right away, people started chipping in money. And now, they have enough for Austin's family to make all his bucket list dreams come true and to help the family pay their bills during this tough time. That's everyday people making a difference. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow with your special edition Saturday interview, and we're back on Monday with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.